Vayikra has a small aleph, as if it said Vayikar. The aleph is the ira, kleina aleph. Zok techasam soifer. Vayikar is gematria Esther. Vayikra is one more than Esther. That's Beseser, Yoshev Beseser Elyon. The Chassam Sofer explains that there's Hanhaga Gluya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hanhaga Nistar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esther is Hanhaga Nisteris, and that's Beis Hashem and that bread and vegan them as a separate topic. Over that Vayikar, without the Aleph, it's Taka the Madrega of Esther. Vayikra, when you moist the Aleph, that's the higher Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu of Yoshev Beseser Elyon. Beseser is already 662, one more than Esther. On Esther, the Gemara dashes in the Gila, shame oilom etein loy, asher loy yikares. Loy yikares is Gematria Esther. One more than that is the Malach Akasrikel. There's a Malach Akasrikel, that's when you add an extra aleph to the loy yikares. That's already the Madrega of Beseser, that's the Hecher Madrega. That's by Yikar and by Yikar. There's another chat in the small aleph. The Medrash brings that Tinoika shall Beis Rabban start learning. They start learning from Vayikra, not from Bereishis. The reason is, the first thing is Yovek Tehoirim V'Yasku V'Tehoirim. But actually, that's Barama is the Aleph that is going on the little Kindle that are learning Vayikra. And I saw brought down a shot that Karbonis, which is the sugi over here, is Mesiris Nefesh. That the Yesoid of a Karbon is also the Mesiris Nefesh of the parents that their children should Taka learn, Mesiris Nefesh, but a Tata Git that the child should learn. The Kli Yoker says that Aleph is a Lashon of Limu Taka. There's a Pasuk in Iyoy, A'alfacha Chochma. Aleph, La'alef, Aleph is Limud. And the Aleph is small because Haroitis Yiskai in Talmudoi has to be an Onov, has to be claimed. The person has to make him small. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoyach because of his Anova. Har Sinai was Zoyach because of the Anova. For Aleph, for Limud, a mention was Zichmach and claim. Balaturim says, and it's Meshach Shaychit in his pshat, that Be'emes Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to write by Yikar, because Al says Anova, he wanted to write by Yikar. By Yikar is Lashon of Mikre. By Bilam it says by Yikar. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to write only by Yikar. The Ebrister said, no, you're a higher Madrega, you were a Taka by Yikra. Abrachals Miroi van Venusnusa, he wrote with a small Aleph, it's a black Taka by Yikar. There's another Deher over here. That if a person's not misboinen very closely, the small aleph, a person's not misboinen, it looks like it says Vayikar. The small aleph, you don't see it. A person without his boinenus, without being misamek, taking things as oi, beloshin mikre, amolek asher korcha vaderech, Vayikar, and if you don't be misboinen stark, it's taka gonna look like Vayikar. It's a klein aleph. A person has to be misboinen in the godness of that aleph. And then he sees that it's Taka Vayikra, a person is misboinen in Chasdei Shemayim, a person is misboinen in Hashgacha Protest, a person is misboinen in what it means, Mesiris Nefesh for Karbonis, a person is misboinen, but design Taka Vayikra. If not, it belongs by Yikar. That's the message of the small Aleph, which is that's the Mesha Shaykh. The first word we said that is the Anhoga Nisteris, Anhoga Guya. The Sugi is often Kochim. Duchsech Dach Yoimi makes the Siyam on Tvachim today or tomorrow. Mamash says in the Klal Yisrael Melem to end the Tvachim yet. The Gemara says in Shabbos, V'hoya emuna titecha choysin Yeshua Yeshua is chochma v'das. The Gemara darshins that this is going on the Shisha Sidrei Mishneh. Zroyim is emuna, itecha is moyid, choysin is noshim, Yeshua is nezikin, chochma zvukachim v'das zuseder taharis. You do it from the Gro. The Gro says that when it says in the Gemara, the next Gemara, right after it says, when it comes to Shemayim, they ask you, Nosato v'nosato b'emuna, Kovato itim u'toira, Tzipiso la Yeshua. It means, did you learn Seder Zroyim? Did you learn Seder Moyim? Kovato itim u'toira, you learned Seder Moyim? Osakto v'peri revi, you learned Seder Noshim? Tzipiso la Yeshua, you learned Seder Nezikin? Alzaz of Toira. And that's the Gro. Rakaponim, the homies, the Gemara says, Chochma zukachim. Frekstach Akasha, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Hey, Horoitza Sheyachim, Yachvik Bedini Moments. Someone that wants to have Chachma should be Oisik Bedini Moments. Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, the Bobbis, Nezikin, Moments. A Gemara Baba Basra, Haroyta Sheyachim, Yaslik Bedini Momin. The Gemara Mamash in the end of Baba Basra, Kufayin Hayim Lis. Fakert. It says here, Chochma is Kachin. Zokta Haflo. Haroyta Lahachim, someone wants to learn Seyda Kachim. And Bizoycha to Chochma Zu Seyda Kachim, you don't start with Kachim. Freer Yaslik Bedini Momin. Good, learn Baba Kama, Baba Mitzia, Baba Basra, learn good Dini Momin. Not them Kachim. The Gemara says in Baba Mitzia, that could test in the end of Baba Mitzia, near the end, Omer Ravash, the Ravacha Brain, the Rav Yosef, Kimotis Lashchitas Kachim Tova, actually. He asked him a certain Kasha, and Rashi says he was telling him, he saw from the Harifus, and the Amtis from the Kasha, he says, this is the Kasha, was the Tasten, when the learned Zvochim, then you'll ask me as a Kasha. Chokhmu to say the Kachim. Can you do a Kachim Kachim? This Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim, we'll see a little bit. The Inyonim, aber Kachim Kachim, this Chovet from Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kachim is Shechitasan B'tzofoin. Kachim Kalim, the Shechita could be anywhere. That's one of the main Chalukim between Kachim Kachim. Chatos, Oilo, Oshom, Shami Tzibur. Or Kachim Kachim. Shlomim is Kachim Kalim. A basic Chilik is others, but a basic Chilik is Kachim Kachim, Shechitasan B'tzofoin. Kachim Kalim, Shechitasan B'chol Mokim V'azorah. There's a Vort. Kachim Kachim, which is the Tzadikim, that are Kodesh Kadoshim. Shchitoson, the Yetzahara checks them and he tries to attack them, but soften. The Yetzahara has to do it on a Bahalten oif, and soften is Bahalten. Because it's not so easy for the Yetzahara to start up with a Kachay Kachim. So he has to do it in a hidden way. Or for someone that's not a Fazamat Regi, he's Kachim Kalim, Shchitoson Bachal Mokhain Bazar. The Yetzahara gets him there. And this is what means Bahalten. The aside of a carbon, I saw brought down. Person's makar of the chaylev and the dam of a carbon. The emet it's b'mokim himself. B'mokim chel b'vedomai. But I saw pshah dam, the retichas adam, dam is zrizus. And chaylev is atzlus. Now the emet, a person needs both midas as zrizus and atzlus. A person is supposed to be menatzel midas as zrizus for mitzvah's essay. And midas atzlus when it comes to a lois essay, not to do it. And the person had to bring a carbon when he was chayte because maybe the problem of his chayte was that he was mahapis the inyonim and he used the midas hazrizus for the lois essay and the midas hazrizus for the essay. This was the problem. That's why you have to be makriv chel b'vidomi. That's the tikkun of the carbon. Kenzan. The Ramban brings over here a barichos the inyon of carbonis, and erst of all he brings the Rambam in Moir Nevuchim, and the emet is the Rambam in Moir Nevuchim is in more than one place. In one art that the Ramban doesn't bring, the Rambam brings the pshat in Moir Nevuchim. What's the aside of carbonis? He said, because the MS in the beginning, there were umois that were makrif carbonis. And the MS is, Hashem doesn't want such an inyan. Nor, e'efsher lotzeis ben ahepech, el ahepech pitoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't stam to make him a pech in Gansen. So, as an interim stage, he made it, Gozru chochmosoi, that we should leave these avoidus that he really is against, and use it l'avoidus Hashem. In another place he says, it's coming to go against the Avodah Zarah, because we know that the Mitzriim are Oyver Avodah Zarah to the Seh and the Kasdim to the Egel. And he says, even nowadays you have in Hodu Ad Hayoim people that won't be Shoichet a Bokar. By them it's an Elil. And the Eberstu was Mitzavet to Shecht. Fakir, the Kasdim is a Soyer. Mitzriim is a Seh. Kasdim is the Soyer. And other omas he brings is Bakr. And the Eberster says to shecht these three meaning, it's because we want to shecht the Avodah Zarah. As I bring the Rambam. The Ramban brings the Rambam, and the Ramban asks on this. Heich yitachin, lasso is shulchan Hashem megoyol, v'rak lohoitim yiliban shal rishoyim, but be'etim it's not dover nochain to do. And it's only to be moitim yiliban, a mistake of the umay sa'olam. You're going to make the mizbeach and the shulchan Hashem full of dam in an inyan that's not supposed to be. It's only lohoitim yiliban from an Avodah Zarah, which is a trade from Muslim. It can't be. And the Yosef Rekhtan Ramban, it says that a carbon is Reyach, Ishe, Reyach, Nichoyach, Lashem. Noyach brought a carbon. Kain and Hevel brought carbonis. Adam Harishon is Mabor brought carbonis. It's not Lahoytim, you leave one from the Kastim and the Mitzriim and the Shahar Umay. So Noyach and Adam Harishon brought a carbonis. El Amaya Vadas of the Ramban, and the Yosef is also this Chaluke Dinim and carbonis. Chatas, the din of the Dam is Azoy, and by an oil is Azoy. So many Pratik Dinim, exactly. How to make it Ishei Reach Nechoyach Lashem. Avadra, this grace is soy this in the union of carbonis, and then the Ramban, after he's chalik on the Ramban, brings a whole different halach that the union of the carbon is that a person has to realize that it's taka gufoy, it's a chalipin for himself. It's tmuras to the Adam Alein. And he says, tipin yon the medin of carbon. Now that's the emes they avoid. The person has to realize that the carbon is b'mokum him. He realized that the emes he was chayte and the emes that he made a pagam. And the aside of a carbon is mesiris nefesh. And a person has to realize that he's talking b'mokum him and he's going ad kadei mesiris nefesh. That was the whole ma'aseh by the akeda. Yitzchok be'emes was going off an emes that it was going to be him. The last minute there was a chalipin, a seh la'oyla b'ni instead. Over that's the aside of a carbon. In the Siva Shalom state, he dashes into the pasuk. Adam ki yakrav mikem karbin lashem. Min ha-behema, min ha-bokar, min ha-tsoim, takrivu es karbanchem. So he wants to read it up shot like this. Adam ki yakrav mikem. If a person is makrav a karbin, mikem, he realizes that the emes is, it's not sama behema, the behema is representing him, the karbin is mamish zich, chel by the domi mamish. Then it's a higher madrig, it's karbin lashem. But rather, if it's min abehem and abakum and atzoyin, if a person's musagim in the hilchus carbon is not up to such a high madrega, and he thinks he's looking at stam, it's a behem, then it's also a carbon, but then it's takriv west carbon chem, then it's not the madrega of carbon lashem. It's cholik the madrega based on the person's hisboinenus in the union of the carbon. Meshechochma, in the beginning of Ayikra, brings bismach loikus Rambam and the Ramban about the union of carbonus. And that the Rambam, he says, B'Ktzorah, that the Rambam is saying it's laharchik from Avodah Zorah. Like the Ramban, it's grois in yonim of reich nechayach Lashem. The Meshech Chochma uses the sprach. It's an inyan electri ruchni. Some kind of ruchni is dike electricity. Some kind of chibur, the lama zel yonim. That's a sprach. Inyan electri ruchni. So ruchni is dike electricity. The sprach from the Meshech Chochma. I don't think he's quoting Ramban. Akoponim, but he's tightening up that kilo. The Rambam is lehoitzi keneged Avodah Zorah. The Ramban is inyan electri ruchni. The Meshech Chochma wants to suggest Esher is the chiluk between Bama and an Beis HaMikdash. Maybe in Bama, the inyan of a carbon was taka only lahoitzi miliban of Avodah Zarah. There's a deal also that by carbon Pesach, it doesn't say Reach Nichoyach. By carbon Pesach, Ken Zayin, if you realize the original carbon Pesach was on Asir V'Nisan, which is the day that the Eberster was telling the Yidden to separate themselves from the Avodah Zarah. Mishchu ukru lachem tzoyin. The Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim was a tzoyin. And Eberster was saying, Taka, that they should be mitzvah take from that Avodah Zarah. Ki yadua, Yud B'Nisan is parallel to Yud B'Tishrei, which is Yom Kippur, all the two halves of the year, parallel, we spoke other times. So Yud Nisan, which was the day of Mishkul Kulacham Tzoyin, that was the rush of Karban Pesach, which Karban Pesach Taka is metal, that inyan of Lahaytim Liban of Avodah Zarah. Ken Zayin, that's why Karban Pesach, Sheshachdi Shalai Lushmoz Pasul, all other Kabanas Chotchatos, are Kosher V'Layolu. Pesach is possible shelo lishma because Pesach is when you're mitnatek from Avodah Zarah, you have to be mitnatek and gansen from the Avodah Zarah. Now the inyan of karbanis comes from all the different halakim of the Bria that Rizal explains, that you have doy minchai tameach medaber, the mincha is minatzaymeach, behema v'oif is minachai is zevach, the medaber is the koyin and the bailum that avada have to persuade that they're a chelik of the akrovas akarban. And from the doimim you have melach. He says, I'll call karbon chatakr of melach. Melach is representing the chelik of the bria of doimim that's going on to the hakrov of the karbon. Another aspect here in the inyan of karbon is there's a mishnah in Ovis, Peregimel Mishnah Gimel. Rab Shimon Oimer, Shloisha Sha'ochlu al Shulchan Echad, V'lo Yomru Alav Divrei Torah, Ki'ilu Ochlu Mizivchei Meisim. Aber schloise sche ochlo aus schon nach va onru alof di vreitera ki ilu ochlo mo schon schon mocken baruch vu and it brings a pasuk the mission the gemara brocha says achshev she ein beit hamikdash kayim shel choni shel adam is machaper so the ruach chaim from bavozen af an orat on that mission in pirkei avos in ruach chaim perakim mishna gimel he explains that the same way the inyan of karbonis was to be machalik the chelik hara of the behema and you the eberster is soyer freich nechayich lashem on the chelik hatoiv of it. Kemoikein, someone that's holding on the madrega that he understands what avoidas ha'achila is, he's paralleling it, that achshav she'ein beit hamikdash shulchani shel adam machaper. If we understand of a higher madrega, what it means that if a person is oichel only the matara to be mis'ala baruchnias, it's mamish ki'ilu hikruv carbon, and he explains by Richas how it's ki'ilu hikruv carbon because the whole matara of carbon is that you machalik this from parts of the behemoth that the chelik that's taka oil gavoya the emerim. K'moy came when a person's oichel for the right mataris of Torah and Ruchnias, it's also ki'ilu hikriv korban. Avada, again, we mentioned we don't have Beis HaMikdash, so we have the aspect that achila is b'makom korban, It's also mavur avada that tefillah is b'makom karban. There are so many places where it's mavur. First of all, avada in the shayrish advarim, the gemara in brachas, tefillah is either keneged avos shachris mincha ma'ariv keneged shloisha avos Avram shachris Yitzchak mincha Yaakov ma'ariv. But there's also that the tefillah is keneged karbanah shachris keneged tomid shel shachar mincha keneged tomid shel bein arba'im ma'ariv mechalikas if it's chayv or rishus keneged halat evarim upadarim. But there's many in yonim where it's mavur that tefillah is keneged karban. Barichas and shulchan aruch and simin. Sadi Ches, Sif Dalid, Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber brings down. Tefillah is b'makim carbon. Lochein, halachah Shulchan Aruch, tzarech lizor, shetehei dugmas ha-carbon. Bekavona, the right kavona by tefillah, because the carbon needs the right kavona, l'shma. Shelo ya'arev ba machshava acheres, k'mo ya machshava, that's poiselis and kachin. Another tenai, it needs ma'umud, tefillah has to be ba'amido, tefillah is amido, to have a ba'avoida, because avoida needs to be ba'amido, Yoshev is a psul by avoida. It needs a kviyas mokoim. A tefillah has to be in a mokum kavua, nistam. In a mokum kavua, like karbonis, kol echad ve'echad has a kviyas mokoim, where the shchit is, where the hazrik is. Every karbon has an orat, a mokum where the avoid is. Shela yochitz dover beinoy lebein akir. A person by tefillah shouldn't have a mechit between him and the wall, because by karbon also chatzit is possible. Roy loy sheker, when he's davening, sheyilo, malbushim, noim, yuchadim, k'moy big de kahuna, kohen gadol, had mechnasayim, and a hat. And a gartel, the big day kahuna, a person has to have b'godim yuchadim af tefillah as ishtay. El she'en adam yachal avazi zalzeh, all of the b'godim yukomakim toiv shi'il and mechnesayim yuchadim letefillah mishum nekiyas. Shtay, halach and shachan aruch, a lot of pratim, how the tefillah is supposed to be, keneged karbonis. It's also brought that, that's in Simen Sadi Ches, in Hilchah Shemoneh Esrei Tach. It's also brought that, mamash and onfang, shachan aruch and Simen Aleph, that a person is supposed to say, well, asif and shulchan aruch, toiv loymar b'chol boiker, parshas akeda, parshas amon, serves a difference, parshas oyla u'mincha u'shlamim chatos v'oshim. Now, it's interesting, most tzedurim don't have it. There's a misconception that people have. Avada, in most tzedurim, it brings down the perik, ezul mekoyim, the mishnayis of the fifth perik of Zvachim, which talk about the various karbonis, ezul mekoyim shel Zvachim, it goes through kachim kachim and kachim kalm, and all the various aspects of karbonis. That's because there's an Indian a person is supposed to say after Birchas HaTorah, Sai Mikra, Sai Mishnah, and Sai Brisa. So Mikra we say, they bring some Sukkim, and then we say the Mishnah of Ezer Mekoyim, and then we say the Brisa of the Rabbi Shmuel. But there's a Sif here in Shulchan Aruch, which I saw recently, I said that I printed it out. Aber it's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch, which, okay, Mishnah of is Noy, Simen Aleph, that a person is supposed to say every morning, Parshas Oyla, Parshas Mincha, these are Sukkim over here in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Mincha, Parshas Oyla, Parshas Shlomim, Parshas Chatas, Parshas Oshem. Interesting, it says Oyla before Chatas. In the Seder HaKrova, we'll see Chatas is before Oyla, so we'll get to that topic. Over here in the Din of in Siman Aleph, when you're supposed to say the Parshias of Karbonis, we say, you're supposed to say the various Parshias of the Karbonis. After that, it's brought down the Halacha, and I think this is brought down in most of the Durim, in Duxach. There's a separate Halacha, the Makar is a Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, Sif Ches, the Makar is from the Orchis Chaim, Vishem, and the Re Bar Yochar from the early Rishayim. After you say the parashas of Karbonis, which again, I don't know if people say because it's not in the Siddur, but after you say the parashas of Karbonis, in our Siddur, I think it's printed out there, you're supposed to say the Pasik, V'shochat oisoy al yerech ha-mizbeach tzafoyin l'fnei Hashem. Pasik over here, Pasik Yir Aleph. Why? Because whoever says this Pasik, afilu Yehudi, afilu Nochri, it's not mentioned who, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zoyfer l'ischus ha-kedus Yitzchok. Zoyfer brought down. Whoever says this Pasik Yir Aleph, V'shochat oisoy al yerech ha-mizbeach tzafoyin l'fnei Hashem. The Eibishter in that Tzchus remembers Akedus Yitzchok. Yeah, but I looked up in the original, in the Orchis Chaim, the original Gers, that's the, that it says. It's not from Shacham, I'm quoting from the Orchis Chaim. So, you have to know, Takavosata goi to the Akedah, Meretzak in them, yeah? So he's saying some change the Gers. Adam ki yakrev mikem korban. Later on in the parasha it says, Nefesh kisechet abishkoga. I saw in the Leva Leo, Rabbi Nafyan, he spells on the Shini Loshan. Over here it says, Odom kiyakrav mikem, and later it says, Nefesh kisecheto. A person, a mensch, an Odom, is really part of, has two markivim. He has a guf and he has a neshama. There's the Odom and there's the guf and the Nefesh. So he gives a mashal. There's a medrash that brings a mashal. A kohen had two wives. One was a bas kohen and one was a bas yisroel. And they were nichshal that when they were working with the dough, with the isa, it became tameh. So on which one is the kohen upset? On his wife, that's a bas kohen. Because she should have known better. She's melumedes mi beis avi already, not to be metameh the isa. His other wife, the bas yisrael, doesn't know. So his pay the more is on the nefesh. He said that's why it's on the bas koyin. In the nimshal, that's why it says nefesh kisechet abishkoga. On the chait, the kpei is more on the nefesh. The nefesh is from the elyonim. What's the guf? What does the guf understand? The tvi is on the nefesh. Nefesh kisechet abishkoga. But when you're bringing the carbon, the purpose of the carbon is odom kiyakrav mikem carbon. Because the whole purpose of the carbon is to take the odom, who be'emes is only offer minu adamo, and lift him up to the other lotion of odom, adam el elyon. So odom kiyakrav mikem carbon. The Rambam brings down in Hilchas Beis Habchira, Mamish in the beginning, Peres Beis, the Rambam brings down Hilchas Beis Habchira, Mesoiris Biyad HaKoil, he says we have a Mesoir, and this is Makaris, Gemara in Tzvachim, that the Mokoim with David and Shloima built the Mizbeach in the Begoyrin Aroino, which is where the Beis HaMikdash is. Right before then, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't. There was a Mishkan in Gilgal, and in Noiva Givin, and in Shiloh, and in various places. And now David and Shlomo are going and building here the Beis HaMikdash. The Mesoira is that the place where the Mizbeach was in the Beis HaMikdash, which David and Shlomo built, Hu HaMokoim Shebona Avraham Avinu Mizbeach Ve'okad Olav Yitzchok. Break the Rambam, that's where the Akedah was. And Hu HaMokoim Shebona Boi Noyach Kishi Yotzim Nateva. That's the earth when Noyach was Makrav Korban. We saw the Ramban before that. Korban is not Lohayt in the Liban Shalom Mitzrayim. We're talking about Noyach bringing Makrav Korban. Uvoi Hikrav Odom HaRishoyim Kishi Nivro. Umisham Nivro, and the Adama of the Adam Rishon was built for an Adama. The Adama that he was created from is from that Mokam. Omru Chachamim, Adam mi Mokam Kaparosoi Nivro. Adam was Nivro from his Mokam Kapara. Now, Shteito Kamazachin about the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. It says here that the Akedah was on the Mokam HaMikdash. You have to know how that stems with the Gemara and Tainus. That's Mashman that the Akedah was episode with Har Sinai. It's not in the same place. The Steiros and Midrashim. Another interesting diak is that in the Pirkei Rabbi Lezer is mevur lechoyra that the mokum of mizbeach of the Akedah was with the mizbeach hazov was, not the mizbeach ha pnimi. The Pirkei Rabbi Lezer says that the afreishal aisle of the Akedah was the yisoid of the mizbeach ha pnimi. That's why it says in the mizbeach ha pnimi the keeper Aaron al karnoisov achas b'shana. It's meramez on the keren of the aisle of the mizbeach ha pnimi. Over here, it's Masha that the Akedah, the Rambam is bringing it down, and a lot of Rishonim bring it that the Akedah was on the earth where the Mizbeach HaChitzen was, and that's also where Noach and Adam Rishon was Makar B'Korban. The Gemara says that Avoid Zorah, in the Avoid Zorah Davches, Shoyer Shehikrav Adam Rishon Karen Echas Hoysaloi B'Mitzchoy. Adam Rishon was Makar a Shoyer that had one Karen only. And it brings a Pasuk, Vatitav Hashem Yishor Par, Makran Mafris. Adam Rishon's Korban had one Karen. I saw a Pshat. What's the inyan of this one Karen of Adam Rishon? First of all, we have to know what exactly was this carbon that Adam Rishon was bringing. Was it a chatos or an oilo? What carbon was Adam Rishon being makrav? Was it a chatos on the Eitz HaDaaseis or was it an oilo? Al-Koponim, it says he was makrav as an oilo. A carbon is connected to Ramachi Varam of a person. Of a ribalt Adam Rishon had one extra aver because that was the tzela. Extra rib that he had, that Misham Nivra Chava, so his carbon also was Minaroi, should have one extra Aver, that's the Chad Karen, and it says Klor, that Karen was Nivra Ima, because Be'etzem, well, since you don't have to be Makar of the Kronos, over here, this was a Chad Karen that was Nivra Ima, that you Makar of it with the Karen. Now, Be'emes, there's a Sugi in Zvachim, which talks about how you're supposed to be Makar of the Kronos of a Behema. The Gemara brings a Sphere in Sukkim. On one hand, it says v'hikter hakoyin es hakoyl hamizbecha l'rabois atzomis v'gidin akronayim v'atlafayim everything. Mitzacheni, it says v'osisa oiloisecha habosor v'hadam. So how do you shtim if you makrav the kronis? So the Gemara says it depends. If it's still attached, so you mala it on the mizbech together with the other evar with the roish. If it already was pirshu, then it doesn't have to go up. Pirshu, it doesn't go up. And it's interesting. I saw that the Ora Chaim Hakadosh asks. We know that in this Midrashim that the Akedah, the aisle of the Akedah, everything of that aisle went for a purpose afterwards, and it even says, forget the Beloza brings another Midrashim, that the Karen Smoil was for the Shofar of Matan Torah, and the Karen Yamin was from the Shofar of Mashiach. So frek the Orachayim, HaKadosh. Vos heis, there's a din that you're supposed to be Makariv the Karen. It's supposed to be Kulei Kolel, the Akedah, the aisle of the Akedah Zichah was an Oyla. It's a statement first, by Leila Oyla. So it's oil. So the Or Chaim wants to say either that it was it was pukka. There's a sugi in zvachim of poikin, that if the basar falls off the mizbeach, you bring it back up. But the karen, if it falls off, you don't have to bring it back up. Or he wants to say it was pirshu, it was maybe parash beforehand. And like we said, if it's parash beforehand, then the takadin of vasisa l'secha basar v'adam, it doesn't have to go up. So maybe that's why the karen wasn't hooked up by the akedah. But we said the one karen by the Mauritians was, that was connected the extra aver that other Mauritians had. Adam ki yakrav mikem, karban l'ashem. Rashi brings over here, ma adam arishayim lahikrav min agezel, because by other Mauritians everything was his. Af atem lahikravu min agezel. Adrosha, Adam is to teach you that you shouldn't be makrav min agezel. So I saw Kasha, frekt of Chaim Kanievsky, in time of the crow. The Gemara Nishtas, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tefnan Vav, by the Eitz Adas, the Eivish that told Adam Rishon, Mikol Eitz Hagan, Ochal Teichel, and there's a drasha. This is the Makor, how Ben Noyach is Mitzuvah in Gezel. The Gemara there is learning out the Makoris of the Sheva Mitzvah in Noyach. Mikol Eitz Hagan, V'loi Min HaGezel. Stated that on Adam Rishon there was an Azhara, Mikol Eitz Hagan, V'loi Min HaGezel. And here Rashi is saying that the Makor, the analogy of Makor, Makor, Ben HaGezel, is Ma Adam Rishon, it's not Shayich Gezel, because everything is his. So if everything is, there's us past the drasha, Mikol Eitz Hagan, the law, I mean, I get it. As I fracked it, Chaim Kanievsky is spirit. So he says, very gishmak, he says, Avada, there was also Kain and Hevel, and therefore Avada, there could be Gezel on the Paris, the law, I mean, I get it from Kain and Hevel. Over on Chayas and Behemoth over here, the Pasuk says, my first, the Abrams that told Adam Rishon, Redu Bidgas Hayoim over Oif Hashemayim over Chol Chai. So everything was ready, Adam. So here, this Baruch Hu, I don't know, I mean, Rosh Shel Gavoya. Is Missy Rossi Lahedi Vezrish, but it stated that it was belonged to Adam already. And the Baal, it was already Adam's deal. On Lagabi Karban of Behema, we could talk a darshan. Adam is not Shaykh Gezel because everything was his. Mashenkin by the Paris of Eitz Hadas, it was never a Tzivi Hashem that all the Paris is his. There, you could have Mikol Eitz Hagan, Veloy Men HaGezel, Al Gezel from Kain and Evel. Azoi, Zokter Atem. V'somach yodai al roisha oila. The first parsha here is oila. V'somach yodai al roisha oila. There's a din of smicha. The Targum Yoinasin says over here, and in a few other places also, v'somach yodai yad yeminoi. And it's a plia atzuma. The Mechitz Chinuch asks the kasha. It's a mefershim mishnah in Menachis, Taf Sadi Gimel, that smicha is with both hands. And the Targum Yoinasin in a few places is madgish v'somach. There's a pasuk in by the void of Yom Kippur, it's the Samach Aaron as Shtei Yodov. So Moretz of them, what can mean at the Targum Yonason? They want to say maybe that you have to do with more koichan yadimin, but lachayr smichin is b'chol koichan with both hands lachayr. You do with the Targum Yonason. So that's smicha b'bayl. V'shochat et ben abokar lufnei Hashem. The Cheshek Shloime in Menachos Daf Yutes, he brings the lashon of a zoyer that says v'shochat achra v'loy kahana, someone else in shech, not a kohen. The kahana osule, modern sprach. So he wanted to explain. We know shchita ksheira b'zor mikabola ve'elech mitzvahs kahuna. There are four avoides: avoides adam, shchita, kabola, haylocha zrika. Shchita is ksheira b'zor. Now if shchita is ksheira b'zor, there's a new kneicha that lachor has to be b'zor, because it's a machlokes we spoke a few weeks ago. But if a kohen head gets begadim half klayim, he's only allowed to wear it if it's Mitzvah Rech Avoida. And a Shechita could be done on Yidei Azor. So there's no reason for the Kohen to put on the Big Day Kahuna now to do the Shechita. Now, Avada, a Kohen could do the Shechita without his Big Day Kahuna. That's L'chayr Pasha. If a Zor can do Shechita, because ain't Big Day Malayim, ain't Kunasa Malayim. So he's a Zor. No, Taka Zor. Does not come. V'shochet Achra V'loi Kahana. Nishta Kohen. It doesn't have to be a Yisrael like a Kohen. It could be a Kohen like a Yisrael. Without the Begadim. But with the begadim, there's a problem. Since shechita ksheira b'zor, so it's better to do what Ayidei Zor taka, because the kohen he shouldn't be wearing his begadim. Now it says v'samach v'shochat. Now the Gemara says tekef v'smicha shechita, and that same Gemara says tekef l'netilas yadayim brocha. There's a few tekef: the tekef geulat tefila, tekef l'netilas yadayim brocha, tekef v'smicha shechita. So there's a halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Vav in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, Tekef Netilas Yadayim Bracha, and there's a machlokes if it's going on like a lot of Rishonim, and that's how the Mechaber is passing there in Siman Kuf Samach Vav. It's going on the Netilas Yadayim of a Suda, that you have to do the Netilas Yadayim right away, some off to the bracha. But what's the shear of tekif? How much is tekif? A few seconds, what's the shear? So it brings, the shear is kidei heal. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, in Siman Kuf Samach Vav, kidei healuch chos beiz ama. Why kidei healuch chos beiz ama? Because you have certain karbonis by an Osha Metzorah where he's not allowed to walk into the Azor yet, you have a massive where he's shechting it outside the Ezra Yisrael. And as we know, the Ezra Yisrael was 11 Amos, and then the Ezra's Kainim was another 11 Amos. And Tekif, as the Gedorim of Tekif of Smicha Shechita, the shear there is 22 Amos. And Vibal that says it in the same Rishima there, Tekif of Smicha Shechita, Tekif of Tizan Ayim Brocha, as only by Tekif of Smicha Shechita, there's a gedder of 22 Amos, that also, the Paiskim learned out, that the shear, the Taz would explain that the shear of Tekif is Kidei Hilech Chof Beizam. The Shachat is Ben HaBachar, we said already, Shechit is Ksheira Bazar. There's a famous Gemara in a few places, it's in Zvachim Daf Yadal, it's also in a few other places, Shechit Lav Avoidi. Now you have to know, what does it mean, Shechit Lav Avoidi? Avada Shechita is an Avoida, the Negei, that if you have a Psul Machshov in Shechita, it could be Mefagel the Korban, it could Patel the Korban. What does it mean, Shechit is Lav Avoidi? So there's a Machlokes, Rishonim, and there Rashi says, because Shechit is Kosher Bazar. Tosfos over there says they can't be the pshat because the Gemara Guf is handling there of Shechit is Kosher Bazar, and it says a smach because Shechit Lav Avoidi. It has to be Legabi something else. So Tosfos says Shechit Lav Avoidi because Shechit, as opposed to all other Avoidis, Kabbalah, Lachas Rika, Shechit is by Chulin also. The concept of Shechit is not a Kachem Dikavort. Shechit you need by Chulin also. By Kachem, after the Shechit, you go right there, Kabbalah, Lachas Rika. That's what the Oishbuk of the Gemara is Shechit Lav Avoidi because Shechit is also by Chulin. Now, Be'emes, in Chulin, now this could be negated by Kachem also, but by Chulin, there's a whole nitin taka what Shechita is. We know that Shechita is Menatzavar, the Gemara in the end, in Chulin, Daf Chav Zayin, interesting Gemara over there. The Gemara of Maskan Avada comes out, that's how we pass in that Shechita is Menatzavar. The Gemara even darshan, it says, V'shochat es Ben HaBokar, our pasuk here, by Shechita is Kachem, and it's applying it by Shechita is Chulin. V'shochat es Ben HaBokar, V'shochat, the place where the Behemoth bends down, the Mokim Sheshoch, and Rashi explains, when it's Kaifith, Chaytei, by the Tzavar, it bends down. It's interesting, there are a few Havaminas in the Gemara in Chul and Daf Chav Zayin. The whole Arichas V'Shagotai, we mentioned the Ketzorah, that the Havaminas over there were, that there was a Havamina that maybe Shechita should be from the Zonov, because the Zonov is also Kofof. And there's a Havamina from the Oizen, because the Oizen bends down. Then there's the Enemi Choytmoy, to do it from the nose. The Enemi Liboy. The Enemi Lishoynoy. And Rashi says over there, where a different Shabbat, Mokam Shesoch, where it talks. The Mokam Shesoch, Choytei. The whole Arichas L'mayta, the Maskana is that Shechita. So you have, we're holding still an oila, you have oila of bakar, you have oila min atzoin, and then you have oila sa'oif. Oila sa'oif is either min hatoirim or min b'nei hayoina. Rabbeinu Bechai explains, the union of a toirim, the mitzvahs of a toir, there's two kind of birds, toir and b'nei yoina. Now, it says, I mean, it says toir and b'nei yoina. The Gemara in Chulin says, a toir is dafka gadol, not a katan. By toir, when you make of a carbon a toir, it has to be dafka a gadoyla, not a ktana. And by b'nei yoina, it's dafka katan, not gadol. And Rabbeinu Bechai explains, a toir, the mitzvahs of a toir is that when it loses its benzug, it's not nidbak in another benzug. It's that it has nemonis mukhlat when it's neva, the zug. It doesn't mitzaref again. And that's the, you know, bringing the tar. It represents the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, that it's not mitzchalas ba'acher. Now, by a yoina, it's fakert. A yoina is very kanoi about the zug. And therefore, if you're going to take a yoina, a godol, it's going to cause kinna legabi the zug, and therefore dafka we want you to take a katam. Mashenkin by tor with his nemonis, then we want you dafka to take a godel. And he has a whole aricha thing. Now, very b'ktzara in the avoidas hadam of the various karbonis, to put it down, mamish basically, by behema, a chatos, the dam goes lamala. The chatos, the dam goes on the arba kronis lamala. Oilas behema, the dam is lamata. Shtayim shein arba lamata. By oif it's fakert. By oif, oilas ha'oif is lamala, and chatas ha'oif is lamata. So there's a pshat from the choizim in Lublin. Pshat
a drush. What's the inyan? Why oilas behema lamata, oilas eiflamata? Oilas behema lamata, oilas eiflamata. He says like this. An usher is the derech to bring a behema, an ani brings the oif. An usher, when he's misnadav in oila, groisa kunz. He has a lot of money, he's misnadav in oila. So that's dama lamata. But when usher, who's the chayra, machubedik, mensh, and he's moida al chetoi, he's moida that he has a chet, right? We have later asher nosi yech, the asher dor, that the nosi is moida is chayte. When an usher is moida that is chayte, that's a dover godel, that's a chattis behemet is lamala. By an oni is fakert. An oni, he doesn't have anything, an oni is misnadiv. Even if it's an oif, but an oni is misnadiv, that's a dover godel, the oila sa oif is lamala. An oni that's moida al chetoi is not such a machubedik. There it's not as much of a maila. There, the ani is lamata. As I zokter. Now, we're holding still here in the parish of oilas ha'oif, which is by an adava, that a person could bring an adava of an oilas ha'oif. Where do you have chatas ha'oif? Chatas ha'oif is in a few places. Yeledes brings a chatas ha'oif if she's an ani. A zov brings a chatas ha'oif. Always a zov and a zova bring chatas ha'oif. Azov brings a chatas and an oila, both oifis. But you have a few places where it's totally in your financial status. Just the ktsara. Ayeledes. So this is my first episode. I'm just saying basics over here. Ayeledes, if she's an ashira, she brings a keves la oila and an oif lachatas. If she's an aniya, she brings two birds. Echad lachatas and echad loila. A metzaira also, if he's an ashir, he brings shalish kvasim. If he's an ani, he brings a keves for the asham and then two oifis. Azov, it doesn't make a difference. Azov always, it doesn't make a difference to financial status. Azov and Azov just always bring an echad lo'ila, echad l'chatas. But another place where you have a musig of chatas o'if is at the end of the parasha, when you have the musig of a carbon oil of a yoyrid. A carbon oil of a yoyrid is a special kind of a chatas, which is only by certain averis, tumas mikdash of kedoshov, shvuas bitoy, a few specific averis, where over there you bring a special kind of a carbon. It's a carbon chatas, but it's called a carbon chatas oil of a yoyrid. It's called oil of yoyrid because, again, it's totally in a financial status, and there's three madregas. An usher brings a behema. If he's beinani, he brings two oifis, echad lo'oil of echad l'chatas, and if he's very poor, he brings a mincha, right? A dalei dalas. For the carbon oil of yoyrid, he brings a mincha. And what if he doesn't even have enough money for a mincha? If he doesn't even have enough money from a mincha, then it's a tarnished zindikin. If you don't know what you're getting into, don't tarnish zindikin. Can't tarnish zindikin. This is a word. That's the three madregas: behema, oif, and mincha. Now, there's a chilek between a chatas oif and an oilas oif. We already mentioned that an oilas oif is lamala, and a chatas oif is lamata. But another chilek is that by an oilas oif, you mavdil. When you do the malika, you totally separate the roish from the rest of the guf. By a chatos, it's v'lo yavdil. And the Mishnah says, in Zvachim, mavdilin b'oil asa'oif, v'ein mavdilin b'chatos asa'oif. So there's a vertel, pshat, b'loshan tzachas, mavdilin b'oil asa'oif, v'ein mavdilin b'chatos asa'oif. Klal Yisrael, the way the Umma sa'oil will look at Klal Yisrael, you know, Amol, a Yid does a good zach. But when a Yid does a good zach, then the Umma's look at it, they say, no, you're a Yaitim and a Klal. You're a good Yid. You're a good Mensch. But even Klali, we are against the Yid. When one Yid, Ethis, does something schlecht, then Faker, then they make a Yizakman, a Hachlala. How do you say? They put everyone together. Yizakman. Generalization. Generalization. They generalize. Oh, but this is the Pshat. Mavdilin, but Oyla Sa'oy. When Oyla Sa'oy, when Klali Sa'oy Sa'oy. When it's Oyla Sa'oy, when they do something good, then mavdilin, they make a chilek. Oh, it's only in a yid. Over ein mavdilin bechatas oif. And a yid after such lech, then right away they're against all the yidden. They're against all the yidden. Now there's an interesting idea over here. We mentioned by the carbon oil of the yoyrid. We said if you're rich, you bring a behema lechatos. It's a carbon chatos for a specific averus. There's a modna geder over here. If you're rich, you bring a behema. If medium, a dal brings two oifes, echad la'oilav, echad l'chatas. And if you're poor, you bring a mincha. A mincha's choyte. That's a mincha's choyte. By carbon oil of a year. I don't know where else is there a mincha's choyte? A soite. But where else is there a mincha's choyte? That's mincha's choyte. Now, we have chatas oif in other places also. We mentioned already. Where else do you have a chatas oif? A zov and a zov bring two birds, echad la'oilav, echad l'chatas. and also a mitzayra ani and a yeledes aniya. But over here we have this carbon of yairut. There's a shaila like this. In this carbon oil of yairut, it's a carbon chatas. So if he's rich, he's bringing a behema lachatas. If he's a medium, he should bring an oif lachatas. And if he's poor, he should bring, which he does, a mincha lachatas. Why the medium guy, why does he bring two birds, echad la'oila ve'echad lachatas? Vasep has come suddenly a set, echad la'oila ve'echad lachatas. Rich should bring a behema lachatas, medium should bring a chatas oif. So there's a word from the Meshech Chochma, Geboit after Ben Ezra, once the Fardin of Yuzachan here, he says, a chatas oif is a fascinating thing. A chatas oif, nothing goes on the mizbeach mitzad the basar. Avada is dam. After the malika, there's hazoyas dam on the mizbeach. But ein lemizbeach, chatas oif, ein lemizbeach el adama. Who gets the rest of the bird? It's nechel lekoyanim. It's kachi kachim, it's nechel ba'azara to the zichrekuna. Nothing goes on the mizbeach. There's no amarim. Every carbon has different parts. There's the basar that goes sometimes to the bailum or to the koyin. There's the amarim on the mizbeach. A chatas oif doesn't have amarim. A minchas choyte, avada, has the kmitza. Has the kmitza, goes on the mizbeach. What by the chatas oif, nothing would go to the mizbeach. So, the mokim, the amarim, it comes along with an oilas oif. That's the gedder why a carbon oil of a yairid in the middle madrega brings suddenly two birds. The oilas oif is representing that there should be epis and amarim. Now, a mice like this. What if you have, for a carbon oil of the yoyrit, a person is a bainani, he's not so rich, not so poor, in between, he's supposed to bring two birds, echad loyla v'echad l'chatas. What if he didn't? He went out of his way, and he was makir of a behema. He actually splurged, and he went and he spent on a behema. The chinuch says, yinat yoyza. Since his financial bracket is that is such that he should have brought oifus, if he went and he was machmer and he brought a behema, he's not yoit the carbon oil of the yoyrit. Carbon oil of the yoyrit is specifically the three levels of the financial level that you are. If you were minaroi to bring oifus, you bought a behema, you're not yoit. Azoi zot techinach. By the mitzvah of carbon oil of the yoyrit. Fret the minchas chinach. It's connected to a first Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the Goyim, a mitzoyra oni, who instead of bringing the carbon oni, which is one, a kevis la'ashim and two birds, instead, he went and brought Asher, he brought all three with Kvasim. He is the Yoytzer. A Mitzayr Ani that gets a Hanoche, that he can bring a Keves, L'Ashem, and two birds. He's Machmer, he went to spend money. He's Yeh Yoytzer. My Shnoa by Karbon Oil of the Yoyrit. So Zokman developed a teretz like this. By an Oil of the Yoyrit, had he been rich, he's supposed to bring a Behema Lachatas. But no Oil. Mashenkin, when he's a Beinani, he's supposed to bring an Oil and a Chatas. If he went and decided to be machmer and only bring the behema, he's not yoytzer because he's missing out on his oila. He didn't bring an oila to oif. Mashenkin a mitzayra, regardless if he's an asher or an ani, he's zecher bringing three. Is he either he's bringing a keves lashem and two more kvasim, or a keves lashem and two birds? To say it, if he was machmer to bring behemas is also good. Over here, this beinani, he went and brought a keves for the carbon oil of a yoyrit, is no good because he's missing his oila. That's what they want to say to answer the shemach. Now, I want to be ma'oyer. It's totally in this meshech chachma that we said. Because according to the Meshech Chochma, what's the pshat why the Beinani has to bring also an oilas ha'oif? It's only as Eich Timsa that there should be Amarin. No, if he brought Behema, Gevitsa was Amarin. What's that? That he only brought a Behema. Oibazoi, it's going to be Hadra Kushal Adukhti. Save.